with Martin Bester.
Gister op die show praat ons oor hierdie jong man wat so goed geskop het in 'n game, in 'n rugby game in Centurion. En talle mense het uitgereik, vir ons e-posse gestuur, onder andere ook sy pa. So op die lyn vanoggend is Dylan Stoemke. He's the rugby player in question with his mom, Nicolene. On the other line as well, his dad, Clinton. Môre julle almal.
Hallo, good morning, Martin.
Dylan, ek gaan met jou begin. Wel gedaan, man. Yes, like... Dis awesome geweest om daai video te kyk, regtig waar. Ek moes hom 'n paar keer kyk want ek het probeer uitfigure waar vanaf skop die ouetjie.
Ja.
Verduidelig gou vir almal net waar vanaf het jy daai bal geskop?
Oor wat aan die ander kant van die 50 meter net na die 50 maar teen die kantlyn.
Dit is 'n ongelooflike skop. Oefen jy van daar af? I mean, do you practice your kicks from that kind of position in the field?
Ja.
So jy het dit al van tevore van daar af oor geskop?
Ja.
It's like, because I don't think not too many people even practice to kick from there, to be honest.
You have to know that you at least have a chance if you're going to take the chance in the match.
Yeah, I mean, if you kick it over from the halfway, I think you'd probably be happy. Maar Dylan, so dit was nie net daai stelskop gewees het, you also put it over quite a long drop goal, and that's very, very hard. A skepskop, van waar het jy die skepskop oor gesit?
Ook so 2 meter net na die 50, oom.
Sure. So is it 2 meter binne jou gebied?
Nee, buiten my gebied.
Buiten, so that's about what I was
like. Like 52 meters.
It's a really long skepskop. And is it weer eens, oefen jy skepskoppe van daar af?
Nee, oom.
Het jy maar in jou kop neergesit en net gegaai af?
Vandag is die dag.
Ja, oom.
Vandag is die dag. En in hierdie selle game, Hoërskool Menlo Park teen Hoërskool Kempton Park, het jy ook 'n 3 gedruk?
Yeah,
so that's like, you know, that's like the ultimate.
Yeah.
A very, very good penalty kick.
Yeah.
A very good drop goal and a try. That's trifecta.
So should Dylan just be by himself on the field then? He is the whole team.
I bet you he's the kind of player who
he's
also
say no.
Highly respects the rest of his team, right? En jy speel center, Dylan. Speel jy altyd center?
Maar ek begin van die jaar vlaag gespeel.
I want to say that is not like obviously it would be a fly half kind of game, but binne center sê jy, né?
Ja.
Wat verkies jy?
Nee, binne center.
Is jy ernstig?
Ja.
So jy moet ook vinnig wees.
En sterk.
So big you.
Yeah. En sterk.
On defense. Did you see what Beauden Barrett, the All Black legend, had to say about that kick?
Oh. Ja, man, I got. There's a vibe later over one.
So for those who missed it, he hasn't tweeted Beauden Barrett in 2 years, I believe. And this got him back onto Twitter because he was just so unbelievably surprised by how well you did it. And Kevin Peterson as well, the ex-England cricketer, saying it might be the best goal kick he's ever seen on a rugby field. Beauden was funny, saying whether it's altitude or not, someone should use a rangefinder to get the number, probably a full lob wedge. So well done to you.
Dit wil gedoen wees, dit wil gedoen wees. So nou, ek weet, baie mense het jou seker al gevra, maar wie is jou ikoon? I mean, who do you look up to when it comes to an international kicker?
Sekerlik Andre Pollard, man.
Andre Pollard. Steady, accurate. Het jy al vir Andre ontmoet?
Nee, maar ek het nie.
Ek gaan dit my persoonlike besigheid maak om seker te maak dit gebeur.
Dankie.
So, I mean, who's your coach? Who's your kicking coach? Wie train jou?
Coach Ivan Spender is ook by ons skool.
Okay, by Menlo Park.
Ja.
Jy is, hoe oud is jy nou? 15?
Nee, maar ek is klas 16.
O, yes. Jy is klas 16. Het ander mense al begin uitreik? Voelers uitsteek? Sê hy, kom. Is it? Wie? Is this me? Mag jy sê?
Mag jy sê nie?
Ek weet, so ander mense, want ek weet nie regtig wie dit is nie.
Laat eens geld praat. Dad Clinton, ek het gister op e-pos met jou gepraat. Jy moet seker so trots wees, man.
Ja, I'm so proud. I mean, it's, you know, in promise, wanted to do cricket, and then he changed his mind in Senate 6. Menlo came to us, and they promised us a good future for him, and he's been putting in effort every day, and yeah, we are super, super proud.
Sure. So I went from cricket to rugby. seems to work out.
Actually, he's got a, record with the cricket as well. I think it's the quickest 50.
So, come on.
This guy just doesn't stop. I'm super proud.
Come on, Dylan.
So what for Kisha, cricket or rugby?
Yeah, rugby, 100%.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm happy about that. Mom, Nicolene? All the school drops, all the long era fun, you know, listening to cricket stories and rugby stories, it's paying off?
Weet jy wat jy af, dan elke rugby game wat by die huis kom, dan kyk ons die game 2 keer achter mekaar weer.
O, is dit? vir die Annelise na die tyd.
So, ja, altyd.
The ultimate question, I guess, also, for me, is going to be, watter span, Dylan, ondersteun jy?
Bluebella 100%.
Okay. Dit is ook die regte antwoord. En is dit dieselfde vir Nicolien en vir Clinton?
Vir my is dit die Bluebella. By you?
That's a no from me. But it doesn't matter, as long as he's happy.
So who do you support, Clinton?
I support the Sharks.
Oh, that is, it's not a great... If you said Lions, I'd be okay with that.
You have to finish that sentence with the word unfortunately.
Yeah.
Did you just drop the line there?
I did, on Clinton. Oh, what a terrible line. No, Clinton, fantastic. That is so amazing. And of course, these days, we spoke about it the other day from a parent's point of view. I mean, these kids train very hard at a very young age.
Yeah.
But at least in Clinton's, in Dylan's case...
It's paying off.
It's going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Dylan, what say your spanmaat doing daarvan? I mean, I just felt that... I watched the video a couple of times, and I just felt that the kids on the field were actually quite... casual about it.
Nonchalant. Sort of, we've seen this movie before.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Is wat het hulle vir jou gesê na die tyd?
Precies wel.
Wat het die ander span vir jou gesê na die tyd?
Hulle het my gesê, ek kan baie goed skop, maar het is een ander manier.
Op een ander manier, ja. En jou eie spanmaat is seker ook baie trots op jou.
Ja.
Ja, wel luister, jy moet just keep doing what you're doing, man. En hou jou kop omhoog, want in sy natuurlijk haar skipskop launch van 50 meter uit. Thank you for chatting to us. Groete daar vir amal en hou aan lekker rugby speel. Ek seker van ons gaan meer van jou sien in die toekomst.
Mm-hmm.
As daar 'n derde sport is wat jy kan bijvoeg, sê vir my, dis golf.
Ja.
Is dit? Kan jy golf ook speel?
Klein bykie,
jylle voorgee. Het jy al een voorgee? Het jy handicap?
Handicap, ja.
Nee,
hoor. Okay, because I was just about to say, if this child now says he's got like a 10 handicap or something.
But what will infuriate you even more is if he does start taking up golf.
It's going to be easy.
He's just going to smash it.
It's going to be easy.
We know.
Go for golf. Don't just pedal or paddle or whatever. You know, like, go. Luister nie, Dylan. Ek het gebel om te sê, ons is baie trots op jou, wel gedaan. Alles van die beste met die toekomst. Nicolien, Jelle, Clinton.
Dankie.
You should be so proud. Cheers,
have
guys.
Bye-bye,
Jelle. Cheers, man. Bye-bye. That is young Dylan Stoenke, 16 years old from Menlo Park High. Kicked so well. The video went viral. Got the attention of Bowden Barrett and Kevin Peterson and I think even our local Euro, what's his name? Cricketer, who was also very good. Herschel.
Oh, Herschel.
I think Herschel also commented on it.
Right,
and he was also great at rugby and cricket.
And cricket. And he had provincial colours for football as well, Herschel.
Can you believe
it, once you find a kid like this,
right?
You probably find that he's just able to switch from code to code. Good ball sense, good skill, good awareness.
Yeah.
So keep going, young man.
Something tells me we'll see his name somewhere in the future. Hopefully here in South Africa.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.